This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began the second of just three messages from a short book of the Bible called 2 Thessalonians. If you listen to Cross Hope regularly, you may remember that we had nine messages in the first book of Thessalonians. Now we're in the second day of the second message from chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians, where Paul encourages the Christians at Thessalonica to do something very simple: stand firm in your faith. You and I live in a culture that wants you to stand firm in the culture. Stand firm in the system, the belief system of the day, but don't stand firm in the Word of God, and yet that's what a Christian is under orders to do. Let's continue with the second day of a message from 2 Thessalonians 2. What I'd like to do is describe what it means to become a Christian just in two verses, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13 says, "We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord." It all starts with being loved by the Lord. When I spoke at Ohio University in Athens years ago for campus ministry, I had a student come up to me and he said, "What's the basic difference between Christianity and other religions?" I don't know if I was correct or not, but here's the answer I gave him. I said, in all the other world religions, people are reaching out to God, whoever God is, and trying to appease him and trying to do things to get to reach him, to take the initiative. But Christianity is the one religion where God has taken the initiative through Christ. And God loved you before the world even began, is the implication of this passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8 says, God commended his love toward us, that while we were still sinners, opposed to God in our behavior, in our choices, in our thought life, God sent his Son to die for us on a cross. God commended, sent his love. So the first thing I want to tell you about becoming a Christian is you're loved by God. Some of you don't believe it, but it's true. The reason you have trouble believing is because you had a parent who didn't love you the way he should have loved you or she should have loved you. You had a brother or sister who never showed love to you and to this day doesn't show any love to you, or she doesn't show any love to you. And those relationships impact our feelings about the love of God. They have an impact on that. I really believe that. But the first thing I want to share with you in this synopsis of our relationship with the Lord, we are loved by God. And then it says, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved. Now people argue about that in different church groups, and people want to fight about it on one side or the other. And I always tell people, I just go for the face value. It says God chose me, God chose me. I'm just going to accept it for what it says. God chose me to be saved through two things: the sanctifying work of the Spirit, meaning God's works through his Holy Spirit in my life, and through belief in the truth. Now, why that struck me in a powerful way is we're right in the middle of an eight-week series on the radio with our radio program, an eight-week series on the word believe. 8 weeks just talking about the word believe. What you believe about Jesus Christ impacts what kind of man you are, whether you know it or not. What you believe about the Bible impacts what kind of parent you are as a man or woman. What you believe about eternity, what you believe about heaven and hell, impacts how you relate to people. It really does, because we're the result of what we believe. So I find it interesting that the Apostle Paul tells these people at a town called Thessalonica, you're saved through two things: the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit ministering in your life, and your belief in the truth, just like today. Well, we'll continue with part three tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131. It's called the Family Talk Channel. The program is called Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.